Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. To begin, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And in which state are you registered to vote? Or in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Is it Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or another state?
Wisconsin.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
58.
Thank you very much. And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or do you think you won't vote?
I will vote.
And is that an almost certain or probably?
Certain.
Thank you. Now, if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Economy.
And what about the economy?
Bad. Can't afford nothing anymore.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
I vote for Trump.
Thank you. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Now, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. The first one is Republican Donald Trump.
100%.
And the next one is Joe Biden.
0%.
Thank you. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Republican.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for the Republican Eric Hovde or Republican Tammy Baldwin?
Republican.
Thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Donald Trump.
And do you trust them somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Thank you. Now, please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. The first one is President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Disagree.
And do you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. The next one is President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Strongly disagree.
President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Strongly disagree.
And finally, for this section is President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Say that again.
Yes, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Strongly disagree.
much. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, please tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. The first one is, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living in and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Agree.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Disagree.
Disagree. And do you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. The next one is, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other conditions.
Strongly disagree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly disagree.
And the last one for this section is President Biden should protect the undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you very much. Now, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. The first one is? Yes?
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. If President Biden enacted that program, would that make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election, or would it make no difference one way or another?
It won't make any difference one way.
Thank you. The next one is a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
They all should be deported and can legally.
In this case, would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, much more likely to vote for him, or would it make no difference one way or another?
Less likely.
And is that much less likely or somewhat less likely?
More or less likely.
Much. Thank you. The next one is a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
It should go back to their country. I don't have nothing to say about that.
So would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, much more likely, or would it make no difference one way or another?
I will never vote for him, no matter what, what he does.
So how should I report your answer?
He should be in a nursing home.
So how should I record your answer for this one?
That I will never vote for him.
We just have much less likely, somewhat less likely.
Less likely.
Much less likely?
Yes.
Thank you. The next one is a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Less likely.
And is that much less or somewhat?
Much less.
Thank you. The next one is a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
More likely.
And is that somewhat more likely or much more?
More likely.
Somewhat or much more?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you. The next one is a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
These questions are the same. Mm-hmm. You just make me feel like I have to change my answer. I don't. Less likely that we vote for a president. Yeah.
So would that be much less likely or somewhat?
Much less likely.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Same thing. You're asking me the same question over and over again, and I just tired of this. I'm telling
yes,
you, I'm not.
This is the last one in this line.
Less likely that I would vote for him.
So is that much less or somewhat?
Yes.
Much less. Thank you. Now, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. The first one is, Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Hearing this, are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
The next one is, Joe Biden and Democrats made promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
What am I supposed to answer for this?
Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all?
Very concerned.
Thank you. The next one is Donald Trump and Republicans.
Watching again.
Oh, well, we're about to finish. This is one of the last two questions, and then we go to some demographic questions.
No, I don't want to answer no more questions.
Or is there anybody else at home who would be interested in filling out the survey?
I'm the only one.
No,
okay.
Thank you. Well,
thank
you very much for your time. Have a wonderful day. Okay.